وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك زرت مولانا سليم ساب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we have some advices given by a very, very wise person, and each one of them are worthy to reflect on. The first one is, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So don't overlook the single step, because a journey of 1,000 miles begins with that first step. Once one of the awliya was asked that how do you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reply was very, very simple: da'a nafsak wa ta'al. Just leave your nafs behind and take that one step forward and come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A superior man is modest in his speech but exceeds in his actions. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we will find it in our deen, a great amount of emphasis is laid on our actions. That is why wherever iman is mentioned, in most places in the Noble Quran, you will find inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat kanat lahum jannatul firdaus nuzula, and many other such verses, you know, which convey the same meaning of bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and working righteous deeds. Better a diamond with a flaw than a pebble without. So you look at the good in somebody and something, you know, and you, or in anything, and you accept that even though it may be a little bit, than to have something that has got no value whatsoever. So better a diamond with a flaw than a pebble without a flaw. By three methods we may learn wisdom. First, by reflection, which is noblest. Second, by imitation, which is easiest. And third, by experience, which is the bitterest. This one is quite interesting. Choose a job you love, and you will never have to work a day in your life. That's an amazing one. Choose a job you love, and you will never have to work a day in your life. Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. Faced with what is right, to leave it undone shows a lack of courage. He who learns but does not think is lost, and he who thinks but does not learn is in greater danger. He who speaks without modesty will find it difficult to make his words good. I hear and I forget. I see and I remember. I do and I understand. That's also the importance of doing something, executing an act, and you get the true pleasure of it. It does not matter how slowly you go, so long as you do not stop, you'll reach your destination. It is easy to hate, and it is difficult to love. This is how the whole scheme of things work. All good things are difficult to achieve, and bad things are very easy to get. I mean, if you want a lush and beautiful garden, you have to work for it. And if you don't work in your garden, then the weeds come along on their own. It is more shameful to distrust our friends than to be deceived by them. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. Never contract friendship with a man who is not better than you. No matter how busy you may think you are, you must find time for reading or surrender yourself to self-chosen ignorance. And this is very important for us and our children to read the first Quranic ayat that was revealed, also laid an emphasis on Iqra, read. Only the wisest and stupidest of men never change. Our great glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Real knowledge is to know the extent of one's ignorance. Silence is a true friend who never betrays. In the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned, Man samata naja. The firm, the enduring, the simple, and the modest are near to virtue. And there's another one here. The object of the superior man is truth. The superior man thinks always of virtue. The common man thinks of comfort. So a person who wants to excel, he thinks of virtue and he works in that direction. And another one, the common man just thinks of comfort. What you do not want done to yourself, do not do to others. When anger rises, think of the consequences. When it is obvious that the goals cannot be reached, don't adjust the goals, adjust the action steps. When we see persons of worth, we should think of equaling them. When we see persons of a contrary character, we should turn inwards and examine ourselves. When you are laboring for others, let it be with the same zeal as if it were for yourself. When you know a thing, to hold that you know it, and when you do not know a thing, to allow that you do not know it, this is knowledge. Wherever you go, go with all your heart. You cannot open a book without learning something. Speak the truth. Do not yield to anger. Give if you are asked for little. By these three steps, you will come nearer to Allah. Study the past if you want to see a better future. The strength of a nation derives from the integrity of the home. If I am walking with two other men, each of them will serve as my teacher. I will pick out the good points of the one and imitate them, and the bad points of the other and correct them in myself. If we don't know life, how can we know death? Look at the means that a man employs. Consider his motives and observe his pleasures. A man simply cannot conceal himself. The cautious seldom err. Success depends upon previous preparation, and without such preparation, there is sure to be failure. We have a story of the bamboo and the fern, which is also an interesting one. So, you know, a person says that one day I decided to quit. Like, I had enough. I wanted to quit my job, my relationships, my spirituality. I even wanted to quit my life. I went to have one last talk with a wise gardener. So I spoke to the gardener and I told him, can you give me one good reason not to quit? So his answer surprised me. He said, look around. He said, do you see the fern and the bamboo? So I replied, yes. So when I planted the fern and the bamboo seeds, I took very good care of them. The fern quickly grew from the earth. Its brilliant green covered the floor, yet nothing came from the bamboo seed. But I did not quit on the bamboo. In the second year, the fern grew more vibrant and plentiful. And again, nothing came from the bamboo seed, but I did not quit on the bamboo. In the third year, there was still nothing from the bamboo seed, but I wouldn't quit. In the fourth year again, there was nothing from the bamboo seed. Still, I didn't quit. Then in the fifth year, a tiny sprout emerged from the earth. Compared to the fern, it was seemingly small and insignificant. But just 6 months later, the bamboo rose very, very, very tall. It had spent the 5 years growing roots. So those roots made it strong and gave it what it needed to survive. So I realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not pose the situation to any of his creations they could not handle. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. So he said to me, did you know, my child, that all this time you have been struggling, you have actually been growing roots. I would not quit on the bamboo. You should never quit on yourself. Don't compare yourselves to others. So the bamboo had a different purpose than the fern, yet they both made the forest beautiful. So he said, your time will come. Remember, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will never leave you, nor forsake you. He will never give up on you. He will never ever quit on you. Everyone has days when they want to quit. When there are struggles, obstacles in life, remember we're just growing roots. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has a purpose for each one of us, and we need to talk to him and let him help us realize that purpose. Always remember, he'll never ever leave us. He'll never forsake us, and he'll never quit on us. And if we're going through any difficulty in this worldly life, like what is happening in Gaza, then these mujahideen, these shuhada and martyrs, they will get the full reward for all the difficulties that they endured in this worldly life. They will get the rewards in the hereafter. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. The world is a prison for the believer, and it is paradise for the disbeliever. So the difficulties will be here, but never mind. Don't ever worry. Have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a very, very much better plan for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choices, blessings on all of us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.